Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, yesterday it would appear that this lady was in not a bit of a mood, but she just had some stuff she wanted to get off her chest. I'm talking about Ashley Simpo, who's a freelance writer and content strategist who's going to join us in a second live from Northern California. She put up a piece on Medium.com. We're big fans of Medium.com. The piece is called Black Women Are the Black People of Black People, and it's a rant about Kalani, Trump, and she says, why this is all your fault. It's a big piece going in hard on what happened to Kalani, going in hard on the fact that Donald Trump might very well be the next president and why that's going to happen. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about this rant that took Medium.com by storm yesterday, live from Northern California, is Ashley. Ashley, what's happening?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You were on a bit of a on a rolling out of control yesterday, huh?
I'm a ranter. Yeah, I was going on a little bit of a rant.
So let's decode this. Give me just the gist of what this rant is about.
It started because I had a couple conversations with people about the thing, the whole Kalani thing that happened, which is, I guess, old news now, but I had conversations with people and they kept saying, oh, black women should be stronger than that. And, you know, she just wanted attention. And it just kind of got me fired up because on Twitter, it just seemed like it was something to talk about. It was entertainment. Everybody just wanted to kind of hashtag Kalani for a couple days and get their mentions fired up. And it bothers me because at the heart of that situation was a black woman who was hurting. And I think that it just would have, I'm tired of seeing people get torn up, you know, on social media or on any media, because it's popular to talk about them for that moment. And, so that kind of started it, and it connected to Trump because, you know, I just feel like the whole Trump thing, I thought it was a joke at first, and it's become this thing where he actually might be president. And when you hear people talk about why they're voting for him, it's because he's so entertaining, or he's so, you know, they think he's, they like what he says, they like his energy. And it's like, okay, but what about his politics? Because that's probably more important than, you know, whether or not he's fun to watch. And so I feel like this obsession with entertainment is it's just driving me nuts right now.
Well, listen, it's probably that obsession that, you know, got the conversation sparked that did happen around Kalani. Just remind everyone what happened in that instance again.
So Kalani is, she's a pop star. She's a singer from Oakland, California, which is my hometown. And nobody really knows much about her. She's like, her first album is out and she's really pretty and she's, you know, fun to watch on Instagram. But other than that, she really wasn't a big deal. And then I guess there was this social media thing where a picture of her was posted with her ex-boyfriend, and there was all this hype about whether or not she was cheating on her current boyfriend. And in response to that, she attempted suicide. And obviously it was not successful, thankfully. And she posted about it on social media. But in the meantime, she was just getting completely dragged. People were calling her a hoe, and they were speculating about, you know, who did what and why she did it, and if she just did it for attention. And it was a complete mess.
In the piece, you speak and criticize black men for not supporting black women.
I definitely want to make sure I don't say all black men. I don't like to use the term all or always when it comes to black men. But like the title, Black Women Are the Black People of Black People, is because, you know, black men are oppressed by the world, by society, and black women are oppressed by the world and society and black men. So, I mean, it's just we're either prudish or corny, or we are hoes, or we're, you know, just gold diggers or seeking attention or something. And, you know, there's not a lot of support that I see on social media. There are a lot of men that do support black women. But in cases like this, it just seems like it's easier. For example, like Chris Brown had mentioned something about her, you know, after she tried to commit suicide, and how she should be, stop flexing for the gram or whatever he said. Like, she was just getting attention. And it's like, how about you just either don't say anything or be supportive? I feel
he's
probably better.
Probably not. And I remember when that was happening, he's probably not the best person to weigh in on something like this. Right. He probably should have really
especially Chris Brown, right?
Sat that one out. Let's talk about this election at the moment. Let's talk about the fact that Donald Trump might be the president. It's very interesting in the piece. You speak about the fact that, you know, no one wants him to be the president, which is true. And yet somehow something's happening. And maybe it's the glitz and glam of what the, you know, American definition of entertainment is that might propel this guy to become the next president of America. What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's familiar to people. And I think that, you know, he had a reality show and, you know, everybody knows who Trump is and he knows how to talk. I mean, he didn't get as far as he has in life, not knowing how to talk a good game. I mean, but it just feels like he literally got in a room and said, what is the demographic of like the dumbest population in the country? And how can I pander to them? And it seems like that's really what he's doing. He's just like, he has these dumb catchphrases and he wears that stupid hat and, you know, he just gets people riled up and he makes all these promises that are completely over the top and people like it because it's literally just entertainment. Like even if you're not voting for him, you might watch him talking because it's entertaining. It's entertaining, you know?
Are people in the States not smarter than that, right? To be able to differentiate what entertainment is versus what might be best for the country? Or do you feel like people are, you know, your fellow citizens are letting you down?
I mean, I don't know if I want to refer to Trump supporters as my fellow citizens, but they are, but it's like, I think that there's a lot of people in this country who are very conscious of what's going on and very conscious about the different movements and the different struggles. And I think that it just maybe doesn't necessarily outnumber the amount of people who, are undereducated or miseducated about what's going on and are more concerned with, you know, being the biggest and the best and the loudest and fighting instead of talking about, well, what about the fact that minorities are struggling? What about the fact that women's rights are being, you know, erased in politics and, you know, talking about those different things? People are just, they're very attached to their views about what's right or wrong in their opinion instead of what is best for everybody.
For you right now, living in Northern California, and facing the problems that you may face as a woman in America, what for you is the biggest issue facing you right now?
The biggest issue, I would say probably because I have a son, I have a young black son. I think that the biggest issue for me is caring and worrying about him growing up in a society that's actually going to give him the opportunities he deserves. And, you know, just the stereotypes that are against black people and against black men specifically, and how that's going to affect him striving for the things he wants to do when he gets, you know, older. He's 3 years old now, but, that's definitely something that I've been more worried about in the past few years than ever before.
Yeah, I mean, this word stereotype, it's crazy. We can send people to space. We can do these amazing things as human beings. You can put a virtual reality headset on. You know, we're doing unbelievable stuff, self-driving cars, all of that. But the basics of seeing people, as opposed to stereotypes of what we've kind of been conditioned as a society to see those people, we can't get smarter than that. Right. Which to me is always this unbelievable irony. I'm going to let you wrap this up with a final message to the world. It can be whatever it is that you want to say early morning in Northern California. What's the final thing you want to leave us with, Ashley?
Man, I would just say be aware and read and be conscious of what's going on. And before you jump to conclusions about people, just remember that we all have our struggles, we all have our trials, and everybody is doing their best. And just keep that in mind.
Power. You're, of course, all over social media. It's Ashley Simpo. I implore people to read your piece on medium.com. Black Women Are the Black People of Black People, a rant about Kalani Trump and why this is all your fault. It's an interesting one, and it has some really powerful points in it. You even throw shade at people who raise their fist when the Beyonce song that she's written about you know, the world comes on, and you say that people can't just, you know, raise their fist in that instance. So it's an interesting one. Thank you so much for hanging out and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for having me. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.